Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeff is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 16 years. How about that? He is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of a number of books on being home-based. He's our good friend, Jay-Z. Welcome back.
Great to be with you. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, when you remember your first job, what was your very first job where you actually drew a W-2 and people expect you to show up on time and work and you know, clock in, clock out kind of thing? What was that first job?
My first job was, I did not draw a W-2 because I was paid cash probably under the
table. Okay, all right.
For all the IRS agents listening, you know, you can go check.
I mean a real job for a company, for a corporation.
Well, I got to say what my first job was.
This isn't hard, Jeff. What's the job?
I was 15 years old.
No, the older one. Longer than that.
I have to talk.
20-something. You're out of college.
My first job in high school was drawing a W-2, had right. to be there three nights a week. I was a
okay.
bus boy.
Okay.
And that was burdensome work. I mean, that was...
Okay, move on.
Okay.
Jeff, this isn't hard. Out of college, what was your first job?
You didn't say that first.
Okay.
My first job out of college, I was a writer at a publication that put out newsletters.
This isn't going to work with
for
you.
For banks and financial institutions.
You're not going where I want you to go.
Okay, you lead me, but the ring in my nose, like old Bessie, and let's lead her where you need her to go.
So here's what I'm getting at. My first job was flipping. My first official W-2 job was flipping hamburgers. I was a junior in college, in high school, junior in high school, and I flipped hamburgers at Hardee's, and I worked the window. I mean, I waited on customers all the time. Nobody had to tell me to say thank you to customers.
There you go.
When they gave me their money, I handed them their hamburgers. Nobody had to say, Blasingame, do not fail to say thank you to customers.
Well, see, they kept me in the back and never put me in front of customers.
There you go.
So
there you go.
They knew better.
Right.
So,
you're a little younger than me, so I want to do a kind of a generational thing here. But although you're still a baby boomer, the thing is that nobody had to tell me to say thank you. Customers waited when customers got waited on the you knew when you gave people your money. Remember when you gave people your money and you felt like the people who you did business with appreciated your business?
Yep.
All right. Do you feel that way now when you give people your money?
I don't know that I do, but you know what?
You know what I'm talking about?
I'll tell you what I feel.
Are you bothered by the no problem epidemic?
Well, we've had that conversation about no problem, and every time I might
but I want to have it again.
To say it, well, it's fine, and every time I might think to say it, I have that. I almost have a little bracelet. What would Jim do?
Exactly.
You know, WWJD, what would
Thank
Jim
you.
Do? You know, what would Jim say? And I find myself getting ready to say it, and I say, you're welcome. You know? And you know what? But by extension, that we have this conversation, And no problem aside, you know, I know you abhor the concept, the thought, the line, no problem,
mm-hmm.
in deference to thank you, you know, or you're
That's
welcome.
Right. Or it's my pleasure,
something a little bit more than, you took no burden out of my day in doing that.
Right.
I think that we have to have this conversation speaks to what's wanting, what's lacking in society. People that, you know, even sitting at the kitchen table with my kids who are, you know, now in their 20s and late teens, you know, anybody want something from their fridge? No, thank you. It's just like, nah. You don't hear nah in this household. You hear,
right.
It's almost like it was ingrained from a young age. I mean, you know, they're not perfect. We're not perfect, but the simple thing,
so,
the social norms are there.
So I wrote an article. See, there may be a generational thing.
I would hope they carried that over.
I think they do. I'm sure they do. But because I do get this sometimes, and you can tell they've been raised right. But I wrote an article called "No Problem Is a Problem."
Right.
Forbes is part of my syndication. So I got a comment back from somebody who was probably in their 20s. I think he almost indicated that he was Gen Y. And he said, and he kind of took me to task saying thank you, he basically said saying thank you was passé. That it's not even necessary anymore. That nobody cares about that anymore. Now I wrote back and I said, well, call me back and tell me that when you run your own business and you're trying to make a payroll and you wish customers would come in the door. You'd give anything, you'd do anything to get more customers to come in the door. Right?
Absolutely.
But my point is, I don't think saying thank you is a baby boomer thing or a Gen X thing or a Gen Y thing. Isn't it just smart business?
Well, it's smart business. You know, it's beyond smart business. It's what greases the wheels of everyday life. You know, taking money aside. You know, it's what makes civilization civilization. It's what separates us from, for lack of sounding, you know, trite or overly dramatic, you know, the heathens out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say please, you say thank you. You say the things that are kindness. And when you talk about the concept of paying it forward, it doesn't mean that you know, when you get to the toll plaza, here's $5, I'm going to pay for the three people behind me, you know, just pay it forward. It's not even that. It's just saying when you leave a, you know, sort of good charm on somebody, no doubt in some small way, it will pay forward
absolutely
with them in their next
people
interaction.
People remember those things. So Jeff, let's say you decide to open up a business, a retail business. Are you going to be okay with one of your employees handing a bag of goods to a customer and saying, there you go?
No. Well, no, but I will defer back to your generational comment that depending on who they're talking to, it may be that that's like a more ingratiating, a more
who
warm and welcoming
who doesn't like
thing.
Hearing thank you?
I think that no one doesn't like hearing thank you as
exactly
the master of double negatives here.
Yeah.
Everyone likes hearing thank you. But I think that also there's, it's like, and one of the lines I use as far as like my marketing outreach and my, you know, helping people hone their own writing craft,
mm-hmm,
I'll say, you know, one of the lines I use is I'll help you with word choice and usage and sentence structure, and also to know when teen-style emoticons work in printed material.
Exactly. Well said.
You know, there is a time and a place
and
for
a
everything.
A time when there's not. Hey, Jeff,
you're
not going to be able to respond to this because I've got to take a break, but how do you like it when you say, waiter, my steak is completely burned? And the waiter says, oh, no problem.
No problem.
How about that? That's happened. You know, that happens. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I feel a lot better now, folks. I know you're happy about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.